Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. And the word says this, verse 10. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceeding so that they shall not be counted for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your afflictions. So as you can see right here now, the angel was talking to her right there by the brook, and he said, Listen, the Lord has heard your afflictions. You will call your child Ishmael. So as you can see here with Hagar, you can see how the Lord is right here, has seen her affliction, has seen her sorrow, has seen her hurt, her pain and everything. And God has blessed her with child. And God told her what this child is going to do. And he told her that he has seen her affliction. You know, sometimes, you know, just like Hagar there, she's hurt and she's confused and she's got all these emotions wrapped up inside of her on top of being pregnant and everything. And, you know, and the Lord commanded her to go back to Sarah, to her master there, a person, and to do what she says, to follow what she says. And God says, I'll multiply your descendants. God says, I hear your sorrows. You know, as the angel commanded her to go back. This was a big mess in the Bible. This was a big mess. But God worked it out for his glory. God worked it out for the good. Hallelujah. You know, we can be like Hagar sometimes. We feel like God's not, we kind of run from our problems and we feel like God doesn't see our afflictions. But he does, my friend. My brother and sister, he sees your affliction. He sees that pain in your life. He sees that sorrow in your life. Whatever you're going through today, God sees that. Just give it to him and pray and seek him. Say, God, help me in this situation. God, help me to get through this situation. Help me get through it for your glory. And when you get through it, you'll see the glory of God revealed in your life. Hallelujah. God is so good, folks. He loves us. Yes, we mess up. We mess up from time to time, don't we? Feel like you mess up, you just can't go back, but we can. Because God, that's the love of God. That's the grace of God in our lives today for his glory. If you feel that way, just go back to God. Just pray and say, God, I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me of all my sins, all the sin I've done, God. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And turn from your sin and keep following God. Hallelujah. He's forgiven you, my friend. He has. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with him for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch him today. Lead, guide, and direct him. Bless their day for your glory, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, whatever affliction they're going through today, Lord, touch their affliction. Just like you touch Hagar's affliction, Lord, touch our affliction today, God. Whatever they're going through, touch it for your glory. Let your glory be revealed in our life. We thank you, God, because you're doing the work behind the scenes as we speak. And we thank you, God, for who you are in our life today. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day, and I want you to keep focus on the Lord today. Keep walking with him, and let the joy of the Lord be your strength as he gives you this day for his glory. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.